The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where counsel is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone systems on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facilities to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose, and type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Chairman's remarks is one item, Be Safe event. On behalf of the council, I would like to thank the following organisations who assisted Health and Wellbeing Department in running our annual Be Safe event: TransLink, PSNI, NIFRS, and the Southern Trust all helped to contribute to the week's events, which were attended by 32 schools and over 1,000 primary 7 pupils. The events will again take place in the week commencing 6th of February 2023 for schools in the Legacy Down area. They provide vital information on wellbeing, home safety, fire safety, online safety and road safety, and were hugely appreciated by teachers and pupils. Okay, do we have any apologies?
Chair, just before you move on.
Go ahead, Councillor Sharman.
It would be remiss of me not, as a SANSA member, to promote the Newry Moreton Down Sports Awards nominations that are open and that encourage clubs, community groups right across our district to get their nominations in, because I'm sure, as in previous awards, there's fine examples of the great skills and talent that we have across our district, just to encourage people to apply for that. And while I have the mic, Chair, if you don't mind, there is a man, local man, Drumness man, Connor Gelson, who did win 4 third place medals at the Commonwealth Powerlifting Championship in Auckland. As well, Chair. I didn't get a chance to say before the meeting.
Not a problem, Councillor Sarvin. You're very welcome. Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. It was just to echo what Councillor Sarvin has said, that I attended these awards in 2019, and it does give the community the chance to put forward people with exceptional skills and sporting talent, and would encourage people, if they do have a nomination, to make sure that it's in.
Thank you, Councillor Lewis. Fully agree with both. Okay, any declarations of interest? Okay. Moving on then, we have item 3, action sheet arising from the Act of Healthy Communities. And rather than go through each page, if you're happy enough as read, I'll go through from page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, and page 11. I'm looking for a proposer and seconder for this, please. And if there are any comments. Gahid, you want to make a comment?
Thanks, Chair. Just to bring members' attention, there will be a report brought back to next month's meeting regarding cost of living initiatives. But just to let members know, we had the first of our Keeping Warm Well information events today in Uri, and it was attended by over 200 people. So it was very, very successful, and I think people were very appreciative of the advice they were able to get. Just ready to remind members as well, we'll be doing the second one that's taking place next Monday in Down Arts Centre. So if possible, to make sure that the word gets out. But as I said, it was very, very well supported today in Uri.
Okay, proposed by Councillor Sharvin. I just need a seconder. Okay, Councillor McAteer, a second. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on, community engagement, financial assistance call, two approvals.
Yes, Chair, members, the paper in front of you tonight outlines the themes we seek to release in call two of financial assistance this year. We are also asking for delegated authority to be able to process grants as part of the King's coronation when that comes up, because we will not be meeting Sparta. So all recommendations are there contained within 3.1. I'm happy to take any questions, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Sharvin, you have a question there?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think most members on the committee will probably have received the same letter as myself in relation to the arts and culture thing as part of the grant call. It feels like there is concern that the level, one, that the funding is not in place and confirmed, and two, that the level of funding similar to that of last year will be less. I would like to seek reassurance from the officers tonight that, one, the arts and culture grant that we're being asked to approve is going ahead, and two, that the level of funding that will be against that budget is the same as last year. And Chair, I'm happy to propose the item as well.
Chair, yes, if I can come back. All of the themes that are referenced in this paper and the previous paper in financial assistance call one operate at risk. So we do put them out and we do caveat it subject to funding. I haven't been made aware of any cuts in relation to arts and culture funding or that there is any difference in the threshold. But as members are aware, AHC don't set the budget for arts and culture, that's ERT. So I will seek reassurances from ERT and ask them to inform members.
Chair, can I just come back to the officer on that? It is good to confirm that it is happening and that there is no knowledge that any funding cuts is happening. I would ask that once you do speak to the ERT department that they do bring the item to SFWG on Thursday. If there is any concerns in relation to the level of funding, but I certainly would be not agreeing to any cut in that budget at all. So if they could bring that to SFWG on Thursday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor McAvoy, you I see you had there at put a P. Are you happy enough for a seconder? And you also have a comment?
An amendment, really. It's really just that, as Councillor Sharvin had said, there has been a few concerns raised with regard to the arts and culture. So, as like the King's Coronation obviously has a shorter time frame, can that be afforded to the arts and culture sector as well? Just to allow letters of offers allow the likes of SOMA and Downtime and Beats and things like that to get funding in time for the summer, because would they not need to be applying for that funding now in order for that to be passed for them to run their event?
Yes, so through the chair, we can propose that to ERT. Again, they are in control of the budget and they are in control of the theme itself. So they would set the budget, the threshold, the eligibility criteria. They would also determine what call that funding would go out. So I will definitely pass on the recommendations and the concerns that have been raised here at committee and ask for ERT to make consideration around those. I can't give that approval or decision tonight. Unfortunately, it would be for ERT.
Councillor McAvoy, are you happy enough for that reply?
Yes, that's fine, and I'm happy to second.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Councillor McAteer, you have a question there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to rehearse it all again. It's the same theme, actually, again. But I know everything is, at the end of the day, officially subject to. So even when we eventually get to the ERT committee and making decisions on it, just for public clarity, is that if there is anything, any reductions, whatever it is, that the private sector as such, the community sector, is really looked after, and that if there's going to be any, if there has to be any reduction anywhere, that the, our council-led ones as well will also be reduced commensurately, so as that there's nobody will suffer as such in it. That so I just want to take that particular angle on. Now, as you say yourself, Janine, this may never happen. Hopefully it won't, and that's not the danger. But if it does, it's just for clarification that the community sector would not suffer untotally or suffer on their own, as opposed to the whole scheme of festivals, whether council or otherwise. So I just want to clarify that. Happy enough for that.
Okay, Councillor Lewis, you have a comment there.
Thank you, Chair. It was in the same vein as the other councillors, and it was just to make the point that we have received some emails and letters from groups out there that do have these real and valid concerns, and it was just to check if we advised them to contact council, would council officers be open to having that dialogue with the groups to reassure them?
Through the chair, yes, that's a really important point. I think if groups had approached officers directly or in relation to their queries, we would have been able to confirm prior to committee tonight and see if the correspondence going out that we have not been made aware of any cuts. So I think there was a lot of concern in the community, and maybe clarification by a council officer could have maybe prevented that. But in the case where, yes, councillors, if there's any group with any concern, they want to discuss their application, timeframes, themes, or they're worried about anything in relation to financial assistance, we're always telling them to pick up the phone.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Lewis. Okay, so we have that proposed and seconded. We're moving on to item 5, District Electoral Area, DEA Forms, Update and Reports. I am looking for a proposer and seconder, and also if there are any comments or questions. Okay, thank you, Councillor Hurt. Just looking for a seconder. Thank you very much, Councillor Brennan. Second. Okay, the Community Coordination Hub, item 6. Again, a report on the community. There's, Janine, there's, as read, there's nothing there out of okay. Any comments or questions? Nope. Okay, then I'm looking for a proposer and a seconder for this, please. Councillor Sharvin proposed. And Councillor McAteer seconded. Oh, sorry, Councillor McAvoy. I should have stronger glasses. Thank you very much. Moving on to community consultation and community facilities. Any issues? Okay, then. I take them as read. I just need a proposer. Oh, sorry, Councillor Sharpton, you have a question there.
Yeah, Chair. Whenever I read the agenda the other night, I do find this item a bit of a weird process of approach. So we're being asked to approve to do consultation, even though the corporate and senior management team haven't reviewed it yet, and we as councillors haven't seen it yet. So what I actually had written down to ask is, when will councillors get visibility of the report? Because surely we need to digest it as much before we go out to any public consultation as well.
Come back. Again, valid point. What we're trying to do is run away ahead of ourselves. So we're seeking approval for public consultation before we move into PIRTA, so that whenever we come straight out of elections, we'll be ready to go with the consultation. But I promise you, members, I will not go to public consultation with a draft that hasn't been rubber stamped and pulled to pieces by committee, corporate management team and senior management team.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll be back here to see it before it goes out to consultation.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Sharvin. All I need is a proposer and a seconder. Okay, Councillor McAteer.
Yeah.
Opposed?
I propose, yeah, and maybe it'd be useful just to even to have a list if that could be circulated to members who actually we are send the questionnaire out to, in case that there are any local groups that we would maybe be able to give insight into, and in case that was mixed or missed, I should say. That's right. So I'm happy to propose.
And Councillor Hart seconded. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on to health and wellbeing, item 8. Yourself.
Thanks, Chair. This paper relates to an offer of funding from the Office of Product Safety and Standards, who are the overarching body for all aspects of product safety, and which within environmental health we have enforcement responsibility. So in order to assist us with these obligations, we've been offered funding for the year 2022-23. It has been finalised very late in the year. However, we've been carrying out the necessary activities as our statutory duty in anticipation of this offer. So it's up to a maximum of £55,000, which we'll be getting it against those put against to offset the salary of the environmental health staff who've been doing the work through the year. So we're just looking for approval to accept the funding and approve that the chief executive signs the contract.
Okay, any questions or comments? No? Okay, take as read. I'm just looking for proposer and seconder, please. Councillor Sharvin proposed. Councillor McAteer seconded. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 9. And that is the consultation response.
Thanks, Chair. The Food Standards Agency are consulting with district councils about how we monitor food standards within food businesses. So they're looking at reviewing their code. So we're asking members for permission is to return the attached consultation response. It has been returned by the required date on the proviso that it will be still subject to approval by council. So just looking for approval to say that response is okay.
Okay, proposed by Councillor McAteer. Any other questions, comments?
I'm fine, no? Thanks.
Okay, just looking for a seconder, please. And Councillor McAvoy, thank you very much, seconded. Okay, item 10, which is in a closed section, this item, or these items, are deemed to be restricted by virtue of paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, information 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding information in public, may, by resolution, be excluded during this item for business. Can I have a proposer and second for closed section? Councillor McAteer
has
proposed.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Just need a seconder. Councillor McAvoy, thank you very much. Seconded. Okay. Item 10, upgrade works at Barcroft and Three Ways Community Centre. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Lewis and seconded by Councillor Sharvin to note the content of the report and approve the appointment of the preferred bidder to carry out the upgrade works at Barcroft and Three Ways Community Centres, subject to contract and completion of due diligence checks. Item 11, community trails. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Lee Surgener, as seconded by Councillor McAteer, to approve the update on community trails as per Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Okay, and we're now moving on to our last item, which is for noting only, and that is item 12, and that is relating to AHC social inclusion report. Anyone, any, are you happy enough?
Yeah. That's it, Chair. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, any questions or comments, please? Okay, Councillor Sharvin has proposed. I just need a seconder, and Councillor McAvoy has seconded. Thank you very much for that. Well, folks, that is us for this evening. Safe journey for travelling, and have a good evening if you're at home. Thanks, Dyke.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.